Hello, listeners, and welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. I am Dr. Mary Mugambi, a dietitian. Listeners, how many times have you had a person give you nutrition education and you thought to yourself, that does not sound right? Or you thought to yourself again, wow, that sounds too good to be true. I don't believe them. Nutrition quacks or imposters are everywhere. They are in television, radio, print media, the internet, and many can be your close acquaintances. These nutrition imposters are so convincing. They say the right things, promise excellent results. Only later do you realize you are conned off your hard-earned money. Listeners, can you recognize these quacks? Can you recognize when you are being given wrong nutrition information from the internet, television, advertisements, radio, or even by your own friends? In today's episode of Health Talk Radio Africa, we find out how to recognize the nutrition quacks or imposters. We also learn to recognize nutrition misinformation known as quackery. Listeners, we all encounter nutrition quacks or imposters, and we also encounter nutrition misinformation very often. Here are three examples of people who have fallen victim to quacks or became quacks or imposters without intending to. The first example is of a victim. An office administrator bought a nutrition supplement to help her lose more than 10 kilograms of body weight in 5 months or less. There was nothing else required of her, no exercise, no dieting, or even changing her eating habits. All she needed to do was take the supplement, and her excessive body weight would magically melt off. The supplement was supposed to increase her metabolic rate, result in weight loss. 3 months later, she was devastated that she had not lost any weight. The scale did not lie. She had even gained several kilograms. The second example is of a person who became a quack without intending to. A human resource administrator attended a one-day workshop. The workshop was sponsored by a vitamin company. The purpose of the workshop was to promote the vitamin brand. If one took this specific vitamin supplement, there was a long list of benefits and a list of diseases that would be cured. During lunch hour, the human resource administrator came to educators, university lecturers. He believed he had received enough knowledge to educate academicians in a university human nutrition and dietetics department. Listeners, the only way I can summarize it is That lunch hour was highly entertaining. The third example is of a person who became a nutrition imposter without intending to. This person is a highly educated physician, a doctor in the city, a kidney specialist at a level 5 referral hospital. He owns and runs a large modern dialysis center. The kidney specialist was asked why he does not recommend his patients to seek the services of a registered dietitian. The answer was he had spent 6 months studying nutrition, and that was enough for him to manage his patients. The source of his education remains unknown. So somewhere in the city, very sick patients are receiving nutrition education that no one can verify the accuracy. So listeners, you are wondering, how can you recognize a nutrition quack or an imposter, or that you are being given nutrition information that is not accurate? Believe it or not, listeners, chances are by the end of this week, you will have encountered a quack, or you will hear nutrition information that is not correct from an advertisement, the internet, social media, television, or radio put out by a quack. Sadly, they are totally convincing. Listeners, how many times have you asked your doctor, nurse, clinical officer for dietary or nutrition advice? You expected them to give you accurate, up-to-date information without question. Have you ever wondered if the healthcare professional you have consulted is the best source of accurate, up-to-date dietary nutrition information? Listeners, you will be shocked that less than 25%, or just a quarter, of medical schools require their students to take separate nutrition lessons. According to the Academy of Sciences, less than half of medical schools require their students to go through 25 hours of nutrition education. Listeners, 25 hours is equivalent to just a 3-day workshop. This is 3 days out of 6 years of training to be a medical doctor, or 4 years to train as a nurse. Just 3 days. Those 3 days or 25 hours are not enough to equip your doctor or nurse with enough nutrition knowledge to advise you. So how can you identify a person with fake nutrition credentials? Listeners, there are so many thousands of people obtaining fake credentials and use impressive, authoritative terms. Words such as certified nutrition therapist, doctor of nutri medicine are red flags for you to say, that doesn't sound right. When you look closer, you will discover signs of their fake credentials. The quack or imposter will display a degree from a six-month correspondence course, often obtained through the internet. A six-month correspondence course does not give a person enough knowledge to be called a nutritionist or a dietitian. In other cases, a business may pose as a correspondence school. They will sell certificates to anyone who pays the fees. To obtain these correspondence degrees, a candidate does not need to attend classes, read any textbooks, or pass any exam. Listeners, for a nutritionist or a dietitian to have credible education and credentials, they must have 4 to 5 years university education in nutrition and dietetics. After completing the education, the person must have undergone a 1-year supervised internship. After the 1-year internship, the person takes a board certified examination and is registered by an accrediting body. Only then can they legally practice in the field of nutrition and dietetics. Different countries have different policies regarding registration of healthcare professionals, such as nutritionists and dietitians. Listeners, to protect your health and well-being, do not take the advice from a person who has not been trained in a recognized institution and who is not registered. You must always ask if the person giving you nutrition advice is registered, dietitian, or nutritionist. Listeners, the internet has made life easier than previous years. Merchants from around the world will have an easy and inexpensive way to sell any products to you. However, the same internet has made it easier for nutrition quacks or imposters to reach you and sell their products. The internet is difficult to regulate. Fraudulent, illegal sales of medicinal products, nutritional supplements have reached an all-time high. Countries have different laws and policies regarding sales of dietary supplements and health products. But applying these laws and policies to the internet is next to impossible. So, listeners, to determine if an internet website is offering you reliable nutrition information, look out for the 4 W's. The 4 W's are who, when, where, and what. The first W, who. Who are the authors of the website? Who is responsible for that website? Are they qualified nutrition professionals, as we described earlier? Always check the authors' names and credentials. The second W was when. When was their website last updated? Nutrition information is always changing, listeners, just like any other medical field. So if the website has not been updated in years, the website may be offering outdated information. Where is the information coming from? Those three letters follow in the dot in a website address tell you a lot. Website addresses ending in .gov tells you it is a government site. Those ending with .edu show you that the website is from an education institution. And those ending with .org are from an organization. In general, these types of websites, .gov, .edu, .org, offer reliable nutrition information. Websites that end in .com are commercial and represent businesses. The .com websites require that you double check the source of information because the qualifications of the author and the integrity can be an issue. The fourth W is, what is the message? Listeners, always ask, is the information provided in line with other reputable sites? Are there links to facilitate your quest for knowledge? Is the content provided in a website is the most difficult to regulate? Content provided in a website is the most difficult to regulate. So your utmost discretion is needed to decide if the information provided is accurate or not. Do not rely on one website to get the information you need. Always compare the content of one website to a similar one. Listeners, whether you order a health product from the internet or you walk into a physical shop, there are 8 red flags to watch out for. These red flags will help you decide if you are being conned out of your hard-earned money. Read the packaging and description on the product. The first red flag on the product, it promises quick and easy fixes. Examples of words to watch out for are instant results, instant recovery. Listeners, even proven treatments take time to take effect on the human body. This is especially true with nutrients in the human body. A second red flag, the words natural are displayed prominently on the label. The word natural is not necessarily better and safer. Any product that is strong enough to be effective is also strong enough to cause side effects. The third red flag to watch out for is satisfaction. The words satisfaction guaranteed or your money back are prominently displayed on the label. Listeners, marketing people will make generous promises, but consumers will never be able to collect their money back. The fourth red flag to watch out for. Claims to cure a long list of diseases or conditions. No one product can cure many illnesses. The fifth red flag to watch out are the words from ancient times or based on ancient medicine. In other words, listeners, the product has been time tested over ancient times. Listeners, if a product has been tested, the results would be widely published and accepted by healthcare professionals. So don't accept anything that says from ancient times or based on ancient medicine. The sixth red flag is personal testimonies on the label. Personal testimony, listeners, is not considered a strong scientific evidence. Also, people can lie to sell their products. The seventh red flag to look for on a label are medical-sounding words. Medical-sounding words are prominent on the label. These are meaningless medical jargon. They hide the fact that there is no scientific evidence on this product. The eighth and final red flag is there are paranoid accusations on the label. Examples include accusations that the rival company are putting profit above the health of the client while the brand owner is not. Listeners, the take-home message here is you deserve to be healthy. Do not be afraid to ask for the credentials of the person giving you advice, especially if it is on health and nutrition. Look closely at the products you are buying. If the writing or description on the label looks too good to be true, chances are you are being conned out of your money. Thank you, listeners, for joining me here at Health Talk Radio Africa. Today's episode was brought to you by Anumi Prosthetics for women who have undergone breast removal surgery. Listeners, I always welcome your comments on this program. Just drop me an email at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. I really thank those listeners who reach out to me. They give me a call. And you also stop me at the supermarket. You all are very, very welcome. Remember to subscribe and share this episode so we can help more people. Until next time, listeners, eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye. Bye for now. Bye-bye.